Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original series that talks with the people in the nonprofit world about what's going on in our community, sponsored in part by Open Door Health Services and the Ball State Federal Credit Union. This month, we spoke to a group of women who promote unity in Delaware County through unique community events.
I'm Michelle Kinsey, and joining me today are three women who are actively involved in the local group Pies for Peace. So before we learn what Pies for Peace is, why don't we introduce ourselves? Start with you, Ajanta.
Well, my name is Ajanta Goswami, and I came to this community, maybe 19, 20 years now. I'm originally from India, worked at a child and adolescent psychiatrist.
Debbie Collins, currently employed with Heifer Child Care Resource and Referral as an inclusion specialist.
My name is Pat Garofolo. I have spent a great deal of time in human services as a community volunteer, particularly with Prevent Child Abuse.
Ajanta, can you start us off and tell us exactly what is the organization?
It really is not an organization. It's a group of women from Delaware County. And last, I think it was November or December of last year, that Pat, I, and Debbie, we are all actually board members for Prevent Child Abuse of Delaware County. So there are 16 or 17 of us that got together and everybody said, yes, we all should work together.
Mm-hmm. Our first event was on Inauguration Day, I believe. Its purpose was to bring people together and have a conversation about our differences, but most of all, to try to identify what we do share in common. Usually over food is most, we have...
That's something we all have in common, right?
Yes, we all... Well, some of us do need to eat. Thematically, what's better than... American pie.
Right. Debbie, how did it make you feel to see all of those people sitting down together in one place, enjoying more than just a dessert, but enjoying each other's company?
Well, it was just very awe-inspiring, and we had such good turnout, but we also had such positive feedback from everyone that attended. And so we had to start and think about what we were going to do for the next time, because the event in September will be our third event. The other thing that I found very interesting was that we had the different tables set up and we planted people from different ethnicities, different religions, and intentionally to speak about and get to know, and for the folks that were at the tables to get to know more about them.
Wonderful.
And it created great conversation and I think a better understanding. People were standing up and speaking and giving their ideas, and this is what I saw as I was growing up. And so lots of stories were told that day, and it was really, in spite of the weather, it was still a great day.
The Pies for Peace kind of had thought about doing four events for the community, and it was just because we're 16 and we thought we should just do four events which will be doable. The first event that we did was called Our Community, One Community. The second event was Our Community, Our Heritage. Who are we? Where have we come from? And it came out that day that it was just not immigrants, but also people that had migrated here for a job, people that grew up here, So it was Our Community, Our Heritage. The third event that we will be hosting in September 9th is Our Community, Let Us Celebrate, a celebration of color, flavor, and American pie. And then we do hope to have a fourth event. I haven't even thought that far. But it will be Our Community, My Contribution. What can we as individual in this community do for our community in making it one?
Absolutely.
So this was the series that we had envisioned. And as Debbie and Pat mentioned, the first two were just phenomenal, And the best part of doing this series, at least for me, is that it had given me the opportunity to meet with so many people from so many different walks of life. And to be able to say, when they ask me, why are you doing this, Ajanta? Because it is my community and I belong here. And they would all kind of look at me and say, you are right, it is our community. And that is a wonderful feeling, I think.
Absolutely. And with that, let's talk about this big celebration that's happening September 9th. I know it is downtown at Cannon Commons. So the potential to be huge, lots of room, so everyone in the community can come, right? So tell me a little bit about the plans for that day.
Well, like you say, it is a celebration of the community. It is celebrating us. And the whole theme is that we will celebrate us big time because we are great people. We are good people. The celebration is divided into three different arms, if you like. We decided to have a resource fair just to showcase who all is there in this community.
We're going to have probably close to 30 different resource booths. I'm just going to go through just a few of them. Heifer Talk Care Resource and Referral, Prevent Child Abuse will be there, Boys and Girls Club, Cornerstone Center for the Arts, the Muncie Public Library, the Muncie Time Bank, the Open Door Health Services, and they will have their mobile unit with them, Prime Trust, Second Harvest Food Bank. We will have a fire engine and the Safe House from the fire department. And keep in mind that when you're not eating pie, you can stroll over and go through these resource booths because they will also have children and family activities, all free for you to do. So when you're not eating pie or sitting in your chair, you can get up and go through the booth.
The second event, of course, is pie related. And I'm going to let each one, like Beth is in charge of that part and with a number of committee members, and she can talk about the wonderful pie-related activities.
We're partnering with Ivy Tech. Some of the pie events will be a pie baking contest, and that will include focusing on the Ivy Tech students. There will be two categories. One is a traditional pie, which we have found out is a two-crusted pie. There's so much pie information, and I'll cut it short. And the second category will be non-traditional pies. There will be a grand champion that will be presented with appropriate awards. And then another pie event that we're having, PCA, Prevent Child Abuse Council, is going to be running a pie walk for kids throughout the afternoon. And last but not least, we're having a pie throwing contest.
Why would you want to throw a perfectly good pie?
Oh, no. We wouldn't want to do that.
Okay, good.
No, but you know how we can get around that a little bit. And we have the rules written pretty stringently. Okay. And I think it's going to be nothing but whipped cream, but that's
okay. I gotcha.
It's a pie in the face, not just pie throwing, but it's pie in the face celebrity downtown people was offered.
Offered while we twisted, and there again we go with the pie, you know, the pie business. Well, if you do this, we'll give you a pie. We have a selected group, and we hope that they will be able to encourage their friends and family and Facebook people and whomever to participate with making donations, because the donations are not going to us. They're going to the Whiteley Food Pantry.
Wonderful.
And so we're trying to make this a win-win situation for the community in every way.
And then the third arm would be an entertainment. And that, again, we are really emphasizing local churches, local neighborhoods, talents that are there, so that we all come together and celebrate us. So that is the theme of this celebration.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a delicious and wonderful community event in September. What if someone wants to get involved on a regular basis with the group, or they want more information? What should they do?
Well, we have a Facebook called Pies for Peace, and you can always like us there. We post about these events. And certainly you can message any one of us. There, like I said, there are 16 of us, and I don't want to go over all the names. But you can message any one of us, and we will be happy to include you. And we definitely would like everyone in the community to come out and, you know, cheer us on September 9th and be a part of us. That is our hope.
Well, I would like to thank you for coming into the studios today to talk a little bit about Pies for Peace. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having us, Michelle.
Community Connection is hosted by Michelle Kinsey and engineered by Sean Ashcraft. You can learn more about this show at our program website and catch us on the air as well. We have frequency listings, our web stream, and much more. All that at indianapublicradio.org/communityconnection.